As political parties wrap up their campaign for this Friday's general elections, the CPP has again appealed to Ghanaians to vote massively for the party on Friday. Its presidential candidate, Dr. Abusakara Foster, said the CPP is the only party with the appropriate policies to improve the living standards of Ghanaians. Dr. Abusakara Foster made the appeal at a media briefing in Accra. We bring you Victoria Hajj's report.
Dr. Sakara noted that the CPP as a party has proven itself beyond doubt that it is capable of handling the affairs of Ghana. He mentioned the numerous projects embarked upon by the founding father of the Republic, Dr. Kwame Nkrumah, as evidence of the party's commitment towards the well-being of Ghanaians. He urged the citizenry to shun the NDC and MPP since they were both directly connected to the collapse of those developmental projects begun by Dr. Nkrumah.
Our discerning Ghanaian voters are really to ask the very hard questions that will determine who has to be over 400 factories that were established at the end of our regime. Who and who sold them? Who began selling them? And we all know that under the stewardship of the NDC and the MPP, these factories have disappeared, and with them the jobs and hopes and aspirations of our youth. So it is not them today who will promise you jobs. It is the Convention People's Party which will stick to its blueprints tried and tested of ensuring that government goes beyond platitude of saying they will create an enabling environment to actually investing to create jobs using our natural resources all around the country.
Dr. Sakara Foster said a CPP administration would incorporate more women in decision-making process so as to speed up the implementation of its policies. He said women are vital tools for social economic development. Dr. Sakara Foster said the issues about the youth as well will be included in its policies geared towards creation of jobs for them, and expressed worry about the molestation of some sympathizers of the party. The CPP flag bearer said all political party faithful must do well to adhere to the Kumasi Peace Declaration signed by all presidential candidates.
You can see from the efforts that are being made to remove our flags, deface our posters, and in some cases in South Dai, our parliamentary candidate's husband's factory has been burnt. One of our candidates who was in a village wearing our t-shirt was molested. In Aguna Sedro, after the parliamentary debate, one of our members was again molested. If people were sure of a one-touch victory, why would they be molesting us? They're only molesting us because the CPP is making ground, and we are determined that what was ours, we are going to take it back.
Dr. Sakara Foster said the CPP would continue to remain peaceful and urge Ghanaians to vote massively for the party.
Victoria Ahaji's report.